got here from when I left.
Convergence Communities, Mr. Lang.
Thank you. More stuff.
Next application. Excuse me. Excuse me, gentlemen. We're getting ready to proceed. The next application is change of zone 1768, the application of Convergence Communities. It's an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, and a parcel containing 49.66 acres more or less for land lying north of Road 361 Muddy Neck Road, east and south of Ocean Way Estate Subdivision, west of the Assawaman Canal, and also north of Ocean View Beach Club Community in the town of Ocean View, with access from Nantastic Avenue, Old Orchard Avenue, Ocean Beach Avenue, and Gooseberry Avenue. The 911 address was not available. The tax map ID is District 134, Map 17, Parcel 12. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on April 9 of 2015. Before you have in the packet, you have a report of the Planning and Zoning Commission action. In the public hearing with the Planning and Zoning Commission, the applicants did provide an exhibit booklet similar to the one just passed down to the council members. We heard from the County Engineering Department. Doug Friedman, the applicant representative, was present with Jim Fuquay, Esquire, Fuquay, Urey, and Willard, PA, and Zach Crouch, professional engineer of Davis, Bowen, and Friedel, Incorporated, and all gave testimony. Mr. Fuquay submitted suggested proposed findings of fact and conditional approval, which are noted in the record of the minutes. The commission did on that date defer action for further consideration and left the record open for review of the amenities and then for 14 days for further comments, and that motion carried 5-0. The commission has not yet given recommendation on this application, so the action is still deferred. Mm-hmm. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
Any questions from council?
No.
Is that a ditch going through the center there, Lawrence?
Had to refer to the applicant.
All right. I'll find out if there's a ditch.
Mr. Fuquay, this hearing's not going to be quite as long, I hope.
Please.
For the record, James Fuquay still. I'm on behalf of the applicant Convergence Communities. And yes, this should take a shorter period of time, depending on your questions, okay? But it's pretty straightforward. With me, seated right back here, is Spencer Van Schack. He's a representative of the applicants, and Zach Crouch, who you know from Davis, Bowen, and Friedel. As Lawrence stated, we did submit for the record an exhibit booklet, which is the large booklet, and then also a smaller exhibit booklet that I will be referring to. The larger booklet contains our plus response, the environmental assessment and public facilities evaluation report, and the 99.9C report, which addresses a lot of the questions that you may have. This is an application to rezone a 49.66 acre parcel of land from AR1 to MRRPC, and what's being proposed is a 164 unit development containing 120 single family lots and 44 townhouse lots. The parcel is located north of Muddy Neck Road, which is County Road 361, and it's to the rear of an approved development called the Ocean View Beach Club. And that is currently under construction. Site work's being done there. The Ocean View Beach Club development is an RPC that was approved by the town of Ocean View for 300 residential units, being a mixture of 150 single family and 150 multifamily units, plus a 0.6 acre parcel of commercial use. So again, Mr. Cole's familiar with this, but Muddy Neck Road, parcel back here, this is the parcel being developed right here, and that's the piece we have. To the north and west boundaries of the parcel is an existing residential development that's been there quite a while, Ocean Way Estates. So that would be up here and over on this side here. This is a road that goes into that development. The east side of the property actually borders the Assawoma Canal and the canal right-of-way. On the other side of the canal is Sea Colony West. The general area surrounding the site is substantially developed with residential uses. There's a mixture of single-family, townhouse, and condominium, mixed-use residential developments. In addition to the Ocean Way Estates development and the Ocean View Beach Club development, also along Muddy Neck Road there is Clearwater, which is an MRRPC, Bethany Meadows, which is an HR, two development, Southampton, which is an MRRPC, Wooderside, which is an HRRPC, and many other developments that are shown in the exhibit book. It's exhibit one of the exhibit book, has a lot of maps in there, and you can see the other developments in the area. The property is currently owned by the trustees of the Protestant Episcopal Church of Delaware. They've entered into a contract to sell the property to Convergence Communities. The entire parcel contains 54.91 acres. 49.66 acres are actually being sold to the applicant. 5.25 acres, which would be this piece down here, would actually be retained by the trustees of the church. As you can see, the 5.25 acres being retained, it's in the southwest corner of the property, and that does have a access out to Muddy Neck Road. There is some relevant land use history to the site. As I understand it from the minutes of some prior hearings, the land was actually a gift to the Episcopal Church for Mary Lighthype back in 1998. And the original plans were to build an Episcopal school on the site, but that was changed. And what was determined to do was the development of a continuing care retirement community that was going to be operated by Peninsula United Methodist Homes, Inc., who had existing continuing care facilities in Wilmington, in Hocassin, in Chestertown, Maryland, and in Seaford. I think you're all familiar with the Peninsula Manor House. In 2008, there was a conditional use application filed by the name of the entity was Martha's Light, LLC, and that was on behalf of the church. Hearings were held by the Planning and Zoning Commission and the County Council. On June 3rd, 2008, County Council approved a conditional use for a continuing care retirement community on this site for 232 residential units, and they were a combination of single-family homes, independent living apartments, and villas, plus an additional 94 healthcare units, as well as some limited commercial use and healthcare facilities. And the minutes of the 2008 Planning and Zoning hearing and the County Council hearing are exhibit E and F of that smaller packet that I gave you if you have any questions about those. Now, despite that approval, the development of the continuing care facility did not proceed, and I assume that was due to, again, the severe economic downturn that occurred. And that was just starting about this time of that conditional use approval. So I just think it basically stopped this from going forward. So subsequently to that, the church determined that to market the property, to sell the property, to convert it to proceeds to be used for their purposes was the best way to proceed. Again, it was listed for sale and it's now under contract to the applicant. So in effect, our proposed MRRPC would result in the continuing care retirement community of 232 residential units and 94 healthcare units being replaced with 164 residential unit community. That's the net effect of this. Now, as to the development of the site, water for domestic use and fire protection will be provided by Tidewater Utilities, Inc. As you know, they're a public regulated water company. There's an ability to serve letter that's in the file. The parcel is located in the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District planning area. The county engineer's review comments indicate that the system design assumption for this parcel is a maximum of 4 units per acre, that the parcel is adjacent to the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District and can be annexed, and that the proposed 164-unit development is within the system design assumptions and adequate sewer capacity is available. There are no endangered species, critical habitat, archaeological sites, or National Register listed sites associated with the property. Fire protection will be provided by Millville Volunteer Fire Department, electric provided by Delmarva Power. Zach Crouch will briefly go over the site plan with you, but I do want to mention several points. Access to the development will be through the Ocean View Beach Club development, which I mentioned. They'll utilize the same entrance from Muddy Neck Road. Exhibit D in the packet is a site plan of the Ocean View Beach Club. You can see the main entrance. Basically, the main road will extend back to this site. There are three additional connections between this site and the Ocean View Beach Club. The reason this is being done, Convergence Communities is the developer of both of these sites. So both of these projects are being developed by the applicant tonight. However, there is some different ownership. The Ocean View Beach Club is owned by an entity called Wind and Sea LLC. This parcel is being purchased by an entity called Light Hype LLC. Some of the owners are the same, some of the owners are different, so it's not identical ownership of the two LLCs. So for all practical purposes, this proposal is kind of an additional phase of the overview or Ocean View Beach Club. It may be organized as a separate development. It may be just called phase two. That hasn't been determined yet. Related to that fact is that the design of the recreational amenities that are located in the Ocean View Beach Club were expanded from the original design once this parcel became available and was placed under contract. So in other words, the amenities that were planned for the Ocean View Beach Club, once this contract was entered into, they were upgraded, upsized to accommodate for both parcels. The owners in this proposed development will have the same rights, the same responsibility, and pay the same fees as the owners in the Ocean View Beach Club. So there'll be no distinction between the rights to use and the fees paid. The recreational facilities that will be built in the Ocean View Beach Club include an 8,000 square foot clubhouse. That clubhouse will consist of a fitness center, a spa featuring sauna, steam and massage rooms, men's and women's luxury locker rooms, a multi-use room for meetings and activities, a built billiards, card, and library room, and an indoor swimming pool. Now, in addition to those, there will also be an outdoor swimming pool. There'll be a multi-use sport court, which is one of the courts that can be used as a basketball court or a tennis court. You can, set it up differently. And again, there's also community walking trails and gardens within the development. And then in addition to those shared facilities in the development that's being proposed, there is also areas containing open space for small park areas and tot lots, as well as a right-of-way that's going to be provided along the Assawoman Canal for a proposed and planned canal trail that's going to run along the canal. The other item I want to mention is a decision of filing this application under the county zoning jurisdiction. The property currently is under county zoning authority. It is subject to the county's jurisdiction. It was a business decision to go the county route rather than elect to be annexed into the town of Ocean View. As with any business decision that anyone makes, that determination is based on the cost and the benefits of how to proceed. It was determined using the business judgment of the company that it was better to proceed under the existing county jurisdiction, which again is the applicant's right. And if you want to discuss that further, I can go into that, but I think I'll just jump ahead.
Well, why don't you show us where the city property abuts this? Does the community, when you interconnect, is the interconnection going from a county to a city?
There's a map in the booklet
that shows the different jurisdictions. Could you tell me what page?
If you go to number one, there's a bunch of maps.
Right.
The 1, 2, 3.
I think it's the second map.
Second map, okay, here, right. So, because I heard somebody mention to me somewhere out in the real world, they imply that when you leave this, because the church is retaining the access out to Muddy Neck Road, right? That it's the land that they will leave they'll be surrounded by the town when they access it, they go through the city jurisdiction. Is that correct? Is that a correct assumption?
That's correct.
Okay, and so the developer felt that was more advantageous. What? And the question is, I think I heard this came up at Planning and Zoning Services. They need a policeman, for instance. The policeman would in the front section of the community would be Ocean View. And the people in the back would be
state.
So I guess who do they call? State 911 and see who shows up?
Well, they would probably have a shared response. I mean, that's what most police departments are.
First responder would be the town.
Is the developer proffering any funds to the Ocean View for, say, services that they might benefit from because of this? This is kind of a unique situation. Jim, I've never seen this one.
Well, there's other parcels like this.
Well, when it's all one community, that to go, you know, go from one side, and it's the way.
Yeah,
it's
but I mean, there's existing other parcels like this existing in the area and in right. Sussex County.
Well, we haven't done anything like this recently. I mean, there may be.
Well, that's probably true.
I'm just saying, in current, you know, land use, you know, things you should do and shouldn't do. I'm just trying to figure out, is this something that is. Would be advised, or would a planning professional tell us that this would be a good way to go?
Mr. Cole, in the plus comments that I get on every application I do, I get recommendations from planning professionals,
okay. And
most of them are impossible to accommodate. Now, I will tell you this.
Impossible?
Oh, yeah.
No, I know.
Dan Reck tells us to have a 200-foot setback from wetlands. I mean,
I know.
That's the planning expert giving us advice.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
Here's the lowdown. Like I said, it's a business decision.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the county now. We have the right to apply for county zoning because we're county property. That's the primary one. As I said, the business decision, I can't rule out what they'll do in the future. It's always possible they're going to seek annexation at some point in time in the future. That'll remain to be seen whether the town wants it, whether they want to do that. My experience has been, and I will mention in the plus letter under the responses, the state planning office says at least explore possible annexations, and that was done. I will say in the plus letter, that is under the portion of the plus letter that says that these are only suggestions. They do not represent state requirements, and they are in no way required. Again, these are just comments they make. Annexation has always been treated as an option of the property owner. In other words, the property owner makes that request. I've represented various municipalities over the past 30 years, including Georgetown, Milton, Dewey Beach, Milford, and Seaford. I am not aware of any attempt to ever force someone into a town. Even if the property owner elected to seek annexation,
I understand. Let me ask you another question. I'm observing from looking at the map. When I look at the Ocean View portion of this subdivision, it seems like it's pretty creative. We're asking for an RPC, and I don't see a whole lot of creativity there, where we try to get higher standards. If I'm looking correctly at the Ocean View site portion of the development, it does seem pretty creative where they've left a lot of open space and different things. Is that because it's wetlands or is it because of...
Yeah, it's wetlands.
And what is the density in the Ocean View side?
It's 4.3.
And what is the density in this side?
Let me get you that exactly. It's... I got the numbers right here. Let me see what's wrong.
Unless I'm looking at this wrong, I'm looking at the third map on here, I think it is.
Yeah, no, I worked it.
It appears that the one that you're doing today looks a lot more dense than
No, it's actually, the Ocean View Beach Club is 4.18 units of the acre.
Mm-hmm.
The what's before you today is 3.3 units of the acre. So it's actually about one unit of the acre less.
Okay.
But George, I wanted to mention one other thing, because you asked me about that annexation.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Back when back when you, and you were on the council when you when that Martha's Light was on, back at that time, the that applicant actually went to the town of Ocean View seeking annexation, and the town advised them they didn't want to annex it.
At that time.
And encouraged them to go with the county, okay? Now, that's the reason it's not in the town now, because the town said
But also, Jim, at that time, I mean, it's safe to say that the other portion, they hadn't annexed that other piece either. They hadn't annexed anything in that direction. And in the meantime, they have annexed now, like you say, the front portion.
Well, that may be the case, right. But again, at that time, the town did not want to annex it. I only, the reason, my point in saying that is, Judge Graves and I always had a rule of law, and that was, we called it the goose gander rule. If it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. The town didn't want it annexed. That was a decision they made, and that's fine. At this point in time, we don't want it annexed. That's a decision we can make, and that should be fine also.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do have a question regarding that a little bit, because the current owner is going to slice out a piece of the current parcel, correct? Keep it.
Yeah, that.
And now, there is currently not, I mean, obviously they're not here and they're not going to share what they perhaps may or may not have an intent to do in the future, but if there is a development there, how do they get out?
Well, they have access.
Is there access?
Yeah.
There's not a road there right now, is there?
It goes right up the Muddy Nut.
It's right up here.
Is that a road right now?
Yeah, they're going to have access there, and this piece is going to be interconnected into the Ocean View Beach Club also.
Okay.
It'll actually be two different ways.
There's a pump station right on the Muddy Neck, yeah, right there. You're looking at it. Okay, and then they still have a 50-foot easement, Rob, straight back to that.
Comes right back here.
And the church in St. Martha's.
In here.
Jim, that's another question. Mrs. Lighthite gave it to St. Martha's, not to the diocese. Who owns this?
It's owned by the trustees of the Episcopal Church.
Well, is that the St. Martha's group? Because it was given.
It might be that churches have. That property has to be owned through the diocese.
That's the Catholics. This is the Episcopal.
Okay, then it's out of my league then.
Both. The trustees of the Protestant Episcopal Church of Delaware.
Both, huh? They're not, they still have to pay taxes on that?
I hope they're buying it from the owner.
Well, they are, but no, I was pretty familiar with it, but okay.
So that's where Martha's came from. I didn't know where Martha's Light came from.
St. Martha's.
Okay.
And you are totally correct, and I'm not here to say anything different other than property rights, and you have every right as the applicant to choose where you want the property to be annexed in or not. From a consumer standpoint, they're gonna drive in to the first community, the beach club community, and then they're going to go into phase two or whatever else this new community could be proposed, and then all of a sudden they're going to get into the county. Now, are there any other communities, you say that this has been done in the past, and I don't know the history there, but are there communities that exist that you are aware of, whereas you drive in, one section is in a town, and then you drive to the rear, and the other half of the community is not?
I know at the planning and zoning meeting, either Lawrence or Vince said that there was another property right near here that is enclosed like that. In other words, as annexation happens, it doesn't necessarily happen as a direct blanket. You know, different pieces come in, it can create an enclave at some point in time, and at some point in time it'll get filled in, or not. But, I mean, the only difference here is, what you said was jurisdictional. It's going to be served by county sewer, it's going to have the same water, it's going to have the same easements coming in, it's going to have the same right to use the facilities. The thing with annexation is, number one, before you can get to your zoning, you got to get annexed. There's no guarantee you'll get annexed. It requires a council approval, and then it can require a public referendum. So there's a long delay in doing that, and then it's a different zoning ordinance you're dealing with. So again, like I said, it was a business decision, but it was better to proceed this way. As I said, it very well might get loop-ended the other way, that it'll get annexed after they have approval. But again, that's to be decided later. Now, Zach, if you want to quickly go over the site plan.
Quickly, because, yeah. Mm-hmm. My boy's playing in Georgetown right now.
Who's my granddaughter?
All right, so I will make this quick. But I had a meeting in Rome with it. So it's investment level two, as Mr. Fuqua stated, 3.3 units per acre. The site itself, I want to get to Mr. Joel.
Yeah, show me how that's a superior layout. Looks like a subdivision layout to me.
So anyways, we got the five open space that are connected from here to here to here. The Asquam Canal, as part of Ocean View Beach Club, Denerec reached out to us to have a connection to the Asquam Canal. We're making that same connection here. Also during the Planning and Zoning Commission, we had a buffer which basically surrounds the perimeter of the property. There was a question whether to have one here because the church really wanted to have an interaction with the community. But since the code, and I think Mr. Robertson mentioned it, we extended this buffer here. So basically the whole perimeter.
How many feet wide is that buffer?
20 feet wide. And there's actually in the booklet, there's actually a landscape requirement for that buffer. There's going to be a gazebo, a multi-purpose surface, and a tot lot, and they're going to share all the amenities that are associated with Ocean View Beach Club. You know, just like I said, the five parcels are all interconnected, so they can reach out to the Asquam Canal. The other big thing was drainage. Here's the existing drainage of what's out there now. We actually have done, and actually Smid to the Conservation District. There's an existing ditch that runs through the property now that we're keeping as is. We're cleaning it out. But there were some big concerns about this huge area on the west side that drains into here. And there's actually a 12-inch pipe that's located, that's connecting this, that's actually submerged in basically about an inch of it. You can see the top of it, but it's completely submerged. So, and in the north side ditch, the same thing. There's some pipes that, you know, during farming operations has basically silted up. But just to let you know, because we had several meetings with the conservation district, but by just replacing this 12-inch pipe with a 36-inch pipe, drops the 100-year flood elevation a foot and a half, drops the 10-year flood elevation or 10-year storm elevation 2.5 feet. So just that improvement there is going to take care of a lot of problems these folks are having over on this side. And then this is going from a 12 to a 36-inch pipe. This whole ditch is being completely regraded and cleaned out all the way to the Asquam Canal. There's also a pipe up here that we're going to connect into our system. We're just replacing that pipe, and there again, that reduces the elevation of the 100-year storm from 560, about a foot and a, yeah, about a foot, seven, 560 to 499, but the 10-year storm is reducing a foot. So
now that shaded area on the thing, it looked like it went through lots and everything. Are you relocating the ditch? Or is it my imagination?
No.
When I looked at one of your plans that showed that
this area here, I mean, that's the existing location of the ditch. We're cleaning it out and it's staying as is.
Okay, and it's not going to be a big culvert under there?
No, under the road crossings, yes, but mm-hmm. The ditch is going to be left open. It's going to be cleaned up, and actually, you know, all the debris in there. If you go down there today, I mean, you see trees sticking up all.
Oh yeah,
that's not coming down to function correctly because mm-hmm. a 12-inch pipe can't handle nothing, pretty much.
Is there going to be any catch, stormwater mechanisms to stop
that? We have retention ponds on both sides, on all three sides, because you can't cross it. So you got to drain this side, and that'll discharge and treat, and same on this side.
But I'm just worried about all the stuff coming down the ditch going into the canal, which ends up in the bays. Is there anything that Denrec's going to require you to do to
There'll be some kind of green technology. Yeah, I mean, there'll be some matting and stuff like that to prevent any erosion from going out. Yes, but that'd be part of the ENS plan.
Yeah,
and just like we got bioswales going to every single discharge. So before it even leaves the pond, it's being infiltrated again.
Okay, but again, it looks like everything's lined up like little soldiers, and I thought, you know, this RPC was going to give you guys some real creativity so we'd see something real real good, some, you know, high quality,
we got the
additional standards.
We got single families, we got townhouses, we got the, instead of having one big pocket for open space.
Yeah, it doesn't look real creative, though. I'm just...
Well, Mr. Cole, and again, that's obviously a personal judgment.
No, I mean,
ultimately, you have the different kind of park areas, which, you know,
yeah,
pocket parks,
know,
and little things with the tot lots. What's missing here is that large amenity area. But that's because that is being upgraded.
You got 80 gym, everything's in straight lines. It's all squared off. Where's these
80% of the lots? 80% of the lots are associated on open space. Okay.
I guess. You're leaving me wanting more. That's all right.
You done?
Have you anything else?
I wore them out. You thought that last?
It hasn't been a long time.
Yeah.
That's Mike's brother. That's my brother's brother.
As to the legal basis supporting our application. Again, under the strategies for state policies and spending, the site is in a level 2, investment level 2. That is an area where growth is anticipated by the local, county, and state plans. In the near-term future, the state says this will support growth. Again, this is a highly dense area. 3.3 is not low density, but it's actually lower than most of the developments in this area. As to the Sussex County Comp Plan, this is in the environmentally sensitive development area, which, as you know, is one of the growth areas. These are the areas designated for growth. Single-family, townhouse, and multifamily units are recognized as appropriate in the environmentally sensitive development area. Central water and sewer are strongly encouraged, and as we already stated, this will have county sewer and central water. As I said, the site is basically surrounded by MR zone land. There are several RPCs shown on the county map, which again is in those maps that you have there. And the requested MRRPC is consistent with not only the existing zoning in the area, but also the actual nature of the area. And again, for comparison purposes, as I said, our 164 units on this parcel of land is a gross density of 3.3 units to the acre. The approved Ocean View Beach Club has a density of 4.2 units per acre. In summary, our application is consistent with the state's investment thing, the comp plan, the zoning ordinance, and the purpose of the MR zoning and the RPC. In 2008, when the county approved the conditional use for the continuing care retirement community, the county made several findings about this parcel that apply equally to our parcel. At that time, the county found that the subject property is an infill project, and it is an infill project. It's all developed around it. That conditional use was in accordance with the state strategies for state policies and spending, investment level, and with the county comprehensive plan, that it would be served by central water and sewer, that the proposed use was in character with the area and adjacent to existing significant residential communities and commercial areas within the adjoining communities of Ocean View and Bethany Beach. As you know, the Planning and Zoning Commission has not yet made their recommendation on our application, so we understand you will not be voting today. I do want to submit to you copies of proposed findings.
What is P&Z waiting on?
They just haven't. They didn't have people there. They've only had three people at some of their meetings.
That's not good.
I do have some proposed findings, which I'll submit for the record. They're the same findings that were given to the Planning and Zoning Commission.
They're already in the report.
They're already in the report.
Okay.
I thought maybe you handed them out at the last application or something. I think that's what Joan's been reading from that.
Yeah, I tend to do that.
You changed them at all?
No, they're the same.
You're my buddy.
I have copies.
You're my buddy.
Same binding, same conditions.
Yeah, the same thing as in the Planning and Zoning. But for the council may want to review them since they haven't received anything yet. The only addition I want to make to the what we submitted as our proposed conditions, Colby Cox is the managing partner of Convergence Communities. Colby was born and grew up in Sussex County. He's actually my son's age, and he went to school at Cape Henlopen with my son. He is involved in residential development. Obviously, that's his business now. He is aware of the corresponding need that when you're doing development to also preserve areas of open space for future residents. And he has authorized me to represent that Convergence Communities or its successors will voluntarily donate $500 to the Sussex County Land Trust from the initial sale of each home in the new development.
That is for sure. That one. Tell me about
it. And that money would be collected and paid at settlement. This is, at our luncheon last week, we were talking about this, and I'm trying to encourage people to do it. As I said, Colby was...
Post-condition, then.
You can make it a condition, or you can leave it as a representation that they would do that. I don't know if the county can require people to do that. It might be a bit heavy-handed.
Well, but you know how to get it done.
Yeah. Well, again, we've been successful in working that other way. So again, it's not a big deal, but it's a significant help to what we're trying to accomplish.
Yes.
So with that, based on the information and the reasons we've presented, we do request your future approval of the MRRPC. The request will permit an infill residential development similar to what's in the area. And it will enable the trustees of the Episcopal Church to realize the benefits of Mrs. Lightheap's generous gift. And with that, it will conclude our presentation, other than answering any questions you may have. And just making the comment that on my prior hearing, I can only say, no good deed goes unpunished.
Is there anyone else here today that would like to comment or speak in favor of this application? Anyone like to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Mr. President, we have now concluded the public hearing. The public hearing is closed, and as Mr. Fuquay correctly noted, there has been no recommendation made from planning and zoning, so we need a motion to defer.
So we cannot vote on today?
Can I ask one question before we do that? And that would be these roads, because it's different, town versus county, are they going to be privately owned or public or DelDOT?
They'll be private roads built to the county roads.
Is that the same thing for the beach club?
Zach?
Jim's.
Actually.
Zach, the roads in the beach club?
Are they private or are they
they're private.
DelDOT?
Yeah,
no, they'll be private. Yeah.
So both communities, both will be private?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, in the city limits of Ocean View, when they annexed in, those streets will not be turned over to
Ocean View Beach Club will be the town of Ocean View's
streets.
Yes.
Right.
Well, okay. He was asked. That's what he was asking.
But they own those streets.
Who owns the roads in both of them?
Maintains that.
Town of Ocean View owns these.
Mm-hmm.
HOA owns these.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
Big difference.
But you'll have to build them to the specifications of what HOA...
I'll have to be able to the county requirements.
County special, yeah.
Okay.
Well, actually, state, if you want state, take them over.
No, if you want the state to take them over, but
it's... Can't afford what we're doing now.
Okay.
No more questions from you.
Is there a motion?
Make a motion.
I'll
defer.
Yeah.
I'll second it.
Second.
Call for the vote, Mr. President.
Okay. Joe, Mrs. Davier, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Defer?
Yes,
to defer.
Defer, Mr. George?
Yes, I'll defer, Mr. President.
Yes, Mr. President, I will vote yes to that.
And
I
like the sound of that, Mr. President.
And I'll vote defer, we voted defer.
Now we need just a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Take a vote.
I'm going to take a vote.
Yes, would you like my yes?
I've been on slower speed now because of Miller up here. Slow me up.
Yes.
Would you like to vote?
Just say
all in favor, say aye.
Yes, I vote.
That's all right.